Cape Talk.
One of the most underrated and overlooked pieces of technology on our car has to be the tires. It's literally where the rubber meets the road. But while we know we have to ensure that our tires have sufficient tread to be roadworthy, of course, regularly balanced, wheels aligned, did you know that the tire has an expiry date? I didn't know that until very recently. An unused car tire typically has about a 5-year warranty and cannot be sold as new after this. So why does having old tires on your car make it unroadworthy? Or does it even affect your insurance? Joining me now is Wynand van Vieren from King Price Insurance. Only up until very recently was brought to my attention by our producers that tires actually have an expiry date. How are you doing, Wynand?
Fine and you, Lester?
Very good. So how does would it affect my insurance premiums? Would it affect a claim if after an accident my car gets taken in for an inspection and one of your assessors finds, oh, but these tires are in fact expired? I didn't even know cars had an expiry date.
And when you talk about it, you know, you'll see everyone, you know, lifting their eyebrows. People are not aware of you know, that a tire can get old. But just to give you the short answer, King Price will definitely not just merely on that to go and reject the claim of yours, and I don't think any other insurer should take that chance. But I think we should maybe just first look at the tires. How do you know that your tires actually became old now and there might be a problem with, you know, the condition of the tire? So on each and every tire out there, if you go and look at the tires on your car, you'll see that there's a date. It's two numbers. The first one will be the week of the year, and then the second one will be the year. And that gives you the date of manufacturing of that tire. Mm. So every tire must have that on. Then if you go and have a look, you'll see that the manufacturers, nearly all of them, there are exceptions here and there, will give you a 5-year warranty on that tire. And the reason for that is, you know, they say that the tire can get hard and brittle, not have the traction that it had when it was still new. It can start to leak, you know, through cracked and brittle rubber that became old. And you know, I've heard them speak about oils that evaporates over time, and with a different exposure, you know, to the elements of the tire, the tire can get in such a condition. So therefore, it is important to know that you can't just go and buy this old tire, which is 7-8 years old or 6 years old, and you know, a tire expert didn't look at it. You only look at the thread. You know, if I look at the tire and the thread is still looking fine and above the thread indicators, then I think the tire is still roadworthy. Mm. But that's not necessarily the case. People have to go and have a look. Now, on the insurance side, you know, it's very clear that an insurer can't just go and say, listen, but your tires are now 6 years old and the warranty on it was only 5 years. Now we're going to reject your claim for accident damage. Mm. That can definitely not happen. And if that happens, people must contact, you know, an attorney or the ombudsman for short-term insurance. Yeah. So there's always in your policy a requirement that says that it's your responsibility to ensure that the vehicle is in a roadworthy condition. Mm-hmm. If an accident happens, the onus is still on the insurer to show that the condition of that tire, even if it was now hard and brittle over time, wasn't actually contributed to the loss or caused this accident. And I've seen many tires older than 5 years, which, you know, which wasn't exposed, you know, to the elements to such an extent that the tire is hard and doesn't have grip and so anymore. But I'm not an expert on it. One should rather then go to an expert and say, listen, have a look at my tires. I want you to give me written confirmation that these tires are still in a roadworthy condition and I'll not have problems. Then you know that you're safe.
James in Simonstown is holding on. I'll get you in a very short moment, James. But firstly, Wynand, what even is insuring companies' attitudes to retreads?
Yeah, you see, so again, that happens in many circumstances. You will see that has been done on a tire, and 9 out of 10 times that tire is dangerous. You shouldn't drive it like that. That new compound that they've put on the outside is not as it was, you know, when the tire was built by the manufacturer. It can come off after a certain speed. It doesn't maybe have the same braking characteristics. Mm. So if you buy a tire like that and you're in an accident and it can clearly show that while you were driving this normal speed, that started to come off, you can find yourself in trouble. Therefore, people must make sure if you buy a tire like that, first pass it by an expert who can confirm that the tire is in a roadworthy condition and something like that can't happen.
James in Simonstown has called in on the open line. James, how are you doing?
Thanks, Philip. I'm good. It was explained to me some time ago when I found that my tires were not holding on the road that the vulcanization process, the hot rubber process, shall we say, by which the tire is made, is a chemical process which carries on happening. So after 5 years, the process makes the tire hard and brittle. So, you know, that's why the tire becomes unusable. And I imagine if you kept it on your tire for 50 years, it would become like a wooden wagon wheel.
Exactly. Exactly. You see, that is what is happening. So that tire can still look fine, you know, if you just look at it and but when you go and you test it, you will see that it's hard and it's brittle and it will not have that same grip that a new tire will have. So one should rather not pass that 5 years. If you go there, go to an expert and make sure that they test the tire and that you're 100% sure that this vehicle is still roadworthy.
Vaynard, what are other aspects of the moving parts, the rubber that hits the ground? What other aspects are you as insurers looking out to when you assess an accident claim?
So the biggest problem that we see out there are people, you know, that keep on using the tire past the tread indicators. And there you can clearly see, that makes a big difference on the braking distance and the handling of the car, you know, when you find yourself in an emergency circumstances. And insurers, if there's a big accident that happened when you found yourself in a moving vehicle, that is one of the most important aspects that the insurer will look at when they see, was this car in a roadworthy condition. But just the mere fact that a tire was not in a roadworthy condition isn't sufficient for an insurer to just go and reject the claim. It must have contributed to that accident or caused the accident.
Let's go to a quick voice note now. 0725671567.
Hi, Lester. Quick story is I did a road trip last year. I just bought this trailer, lovely trailer. Tires looked lots of tread. And what I didn't know is that tires, I guess, as you say, expired. But I knew that the trailer I bought was sitting in someone's garden for 2 years, 3 years, numerous years, sun, rain. And on the road trip, we got to the Eastern Cape from Cape Town, and one of the tires burst. And I was very surprised because, you know, they looked so new. And when I went to get the tires replaced, they said, no, you need new tires everywhere because all these tires, and they showed me, and they were all cracking. They actually start cracking.
So it just stands to reason, Vaynard, that before any particularly long trip in this voice notes case, or whether just your day-to-day use, constantly and check not only the tread of your tires, but also checked, whether they are suitable or not, particularly when it comes to the expiry date.
Exactly, Lester. And, you know, you'll find this most often on trailers and caravans and so on. So those things are standing for very long times. It's not often used. And then when you do make use of it, the tires are, you know, still looking 100%. But you don't know that tire became hard. It can leak now. And then while you're driving, you know, you're pulling a flat tire and that completely comes off the wheel. So one should overlook there. I recently looked at it again on my own car and to see if I can't find a tire with one of those, without one of those dates. And then one of the manufacturers told me I won't because it must be on every tire that is sold. And if you see the tire there and you see that it's older than the 5 years, let an expert rather have a look at it and make sure that those tires are still, you know, in a roadworthy condition. Otherwise, replace them and make sure that you're safe.
It's a great question that's just coming on the WhatsApp line. It asks, I see a lot of vehicles driving with a spare wheel, with a spare wheel sticker on it. Is it true that you are only allowed to use your spare wheel for a certain amount of time? How would spare wheels particularly, you know, those little lollipop wheels, how would they affect an insurance claim, Maynard?
Well, that is, they're still roadworthy. If you use them according to the instructions and, you know, the speed limits that is stipulated in the, you know, in your warranty, then you won't have a problem. Once you just not put that flat wheel on there and go and drive 120 kilometers, you know, if that wheel can't manage that. So make sure that you always read the instructions and work according to that.
Wynand van Vieren, client experience partner at King Price Insurance. Thank you so much.
Cape Talk.
You're listening to the